Good morning, B'shus Rabbi Kron. We are on the very bottom of Yud Beis Amud Beis, about five lines down, Lei Mekasani. So we have been talking about this, the concept of you have, a person has two pieces of meat in front of them. One of them was from a korban, and he says that the new piece of meat should be like the old piece of meat. So the whole question is, at what point in time is he comparing it? Is it when it was initially brought before there was this rikas adam, when it's forbidden, and therefore the second piece of meat would be forbidden to him? Or is it like it's in its current state, which is already through that whole process, and therefore it's eligible to be eaten? So we had gone back and forth and really had come to no conclusion. So now we're going to try to see if there's a machlokas tanayim that's similar to this, and maybe we can learn something from. Lema kasani, is there a machlokas tanayim? We learned to the Bereisa, harei alaike bechor. If someone says, this meat is like the korban bechor for me, so what does that mean? The rule is that the firstborn male has an immediate status of being a bechor, and it has to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, right? So therefore, people are ineligible to have it. So Rabbi Yaakov Oser. So Rabbi Yaakov says the meat is forbidden, and Rabbi Yehuda Mater, but he says that it is allowed. So Hechidami. So what are they really disputing? Inami Lifnei Zikras Adam. Similar to what we said earlier, are we talking about before the blood was thrown, when the meat is not eligible to be eaten by anybody? If we want to say that that's the case. Right, so therefore we would say that it's before the blood is thrown, and therefore the second piece of meat would be forbidden because it's just like the first piece of meat is forbidden. My time in the mind, the shari. Then what would be the reasoning of the person who allows it? Because before the blood is thrown, no one's allowed to eat it. Vila achas rikastam. I mean, if we want to say that it's after the blood is thrown, again, my time in the mind, the usher. What's the rule of the one who forbids it? So once the blood is thrown, the meat is eligible to be eaten, and therefore it should be permissible. El Rav, is it not, going to Yud Gimel, Demachis Basar Bechor, that we're talking about a case, and this is just spelling out the case, Demachis Basar Bechor, that the meat of the Bechor is in front of him, Umachis Basar Dehayech Gabi, and another piece of meat is lying next to him, V'amar Zekazeh, and he says, this is like this, right? So this sounds like our case, right? You have two pieces of meat, you have one that's the Bechor and one that's not, V'tanai, and it's a Machlokas Tanai. So is this the same case as our case? Mara says, no, lo, dechulei alma, then and all agree in that in this case, lifnei zrikas damim, that we're really talking about that it's before the blood is thrown. Umay taima deman desharia, what's the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda who says that it's allowed? Because if we say it's before the blood that's thrown, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, ki yidor, that the full pasuk says, ish ki yidor nedel Hashem, o yishvashua, lesar yishar nashal, yichal darach, o yosim pib yaseh. Right, so it says ki yidor, that it has to be something you're making an actual neder. Ad yidor b'davar hanador, you have to be making an actual neder. Lafuke, this comes to exclude bechor, the davar asur. The bechor is automatic. You had a firstborn, right? It's not like you made a neder that created the situation. It was an automatic. So it's excluding a bechor that is automatically an asur. So it's not something that you created by virtue of your neder. So therefore, he would say that it doesn't apply. Unamanda asar, and when it says that, no, it's forbidden. But he says, no, the pasuk says, amakra l'Hashem, then the pasuk says, ish ki ador neder l'Hashem. The word Hashem is added in there. So what is the purpose of adding in the name Hashem? L'rabos davar ha'asar, to include something that's automatically forbidden, including specifically a bechor. So now we're going to ask, amanda shari, so if that's the case, the one who allowed it, Lashem ma'avile, what does he do with the word Lashem? Right, he has to be able to handle that out. He would say, we violate the matpis bechatas v'ashem. He says it does not include a bechor, but it includes a chatas or an asham. So a chatas or an asham is what happens is, let's say you do something by accident, an avera by accident, you would be required to bring a korban chatas, for example, right? So mara isal rabos chatas v'asham hatsis bechor. So both of those are something that happens. So what would happen to cause you to include a chatas and an asham and not to include the bechor? Marba ani chatas v'asham. I would include the chatas and asham. Shehu matris b'neder. Because what happens is that he is chayev to bring a chatas, but he then chooses the animal, and he says, this animal is going to be the one that I am going to designate for the korban. So even though the Isur happened automatically by virtue of him doing the sin inadvertently, or, you know, in the case of a chatas, he still is the one who chooses the animal, and he makes the animal designated for inability to eat until later on. So he is designated it. Umotzi ani esa bechor, and I'm excluding the bechor. Why? Shu kadosh imo, that the person had nothing involved. He was a firstborn in his mother. Right? He came out of his mother first. So therefore, he's the bechor. So the person had no issue, no role in designating them. Umanda aser, and one who forbids the bechor would answer. Bechor nami must be submitted here, but the bechor too has to be conferred. Why? The Tani, we learned the brace. The Mishurim Rebbe Amru, Minayin Lenolad Bechor Betoch Beiso, that someone who gives birth, there's an animal that gives birth to Bechor in his house, Shemitzvah Hakdisha, that he has a mitzvah, that he's supposed to be Mekadesh, that animal, to be the Bechor. Shenemar HaZachar Takdish, so he is designating the animal, even though the animal is being first, he's designating the animal. So that's how he would answer. But they would reply to him, Amanda Shari, Kilo Makishle, what if he doesn't designate him? Right? If he doesn't say, oh, this Bechor is a Bechor, it's still a Bechor, right? It's still Milo Makish, it's still a Bechor. He didn't do any, there's no value added, it's just a mitzvah for him. So it's automatically a Bechor, and it's automatically there. So it's not like he's making any particular neder. So therefore, we're still at an impasse. So we still have the issue that of what it is. We still really don't have an answer to this whole question. Now the Ran says that we won't read the Ran inside, but the Ran says that according to Ramban that it must be, you know, he quotes the situation from the Gemara in Nazir, where Gemara in Nazir talks about a case where person A says that they're a Nazir, and person B says I'm a Nazir like him, and person C says I'm a Nazir like the person B, and person D says I'm a Nazir like person D. So everyone is forming a chain. So if one of them stops being a Nazir, everyone after him no longer is a Nazir. So by virtue of that, you learn that it's the end. It's after the Zrikas Adam and not before the Zrikas Adam, but the Rambam holds differently. But anyway, going back to our Gemara. So the Mishnah earlier, we had learned that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it says, Ki Imra Badirim, that the Mishnah said, and the Mishnah was back on Yud Aleph. Let's go back to it real quick. Actually, the Mishnah is on Yud Amud Beis. The Mishnah says that ki imra, if you say it's like a lamb, ki dirim, like an enclosure, ki eitzim, ki yishim, ki mizbeah, ki heichal, all of these ki things, right, like, ki meaning like, then they're included. But Rabbi Huda says, Omer Yerushalayim, if he says Yerushalayim without the ka, without the like, that's not anything. So the Mishnah said ki imra, ki dirim, then all these cases it says if it's like, then it's considered a neder by virtue of saying if it's like, but if you didn't say if it's like, then it doesn't count. So now we have another b'raisa, Tana, we're going to the b'raisa, imra le'imra ki'imra. If you say it's a lamb without any ki or le'imra to a lamb, or ki'imra like a lamb, so you're saying either the item itself or to the item or like an animal, like the animal, or dirim la dirim ke dirim, eitzim la eitzim ke eitzim, ishim la ishim ke ishim, mizbeach la mizbeach la mizbeach, heichal la heichal ke heichal, yishraim yishraim yishraim, all these things, if you say it in, you say any of those three terms, kulan, they all, the halacha with all of them is, if you then end that with esha ochalacha, that which I each of yours, usher, is forbidden. So in other words, if it's like Yerushalayim, is Yerushalayim, or just Yerushalayim, and that is that I eat it of you, that's a way of saying it's usser. But if you say lo ochalach, if it's what it is not what I eat, you do this double negative, it's mutter to you. So what the Gemara is now going to ask is, we learned in our Mishnah that Rabbi Huda says, if you say kit with the kuf, kit imra, then it is usser. But if you just say imra, in theory, without the kuf, then it doesn't work, right? So who is... We're trying to figure out who are we quoting here that says it's not just the saying Le Yerushalayim, but even if you say just Yerushalayim or Ki or Le Yerushalayim, that also works. So the Gemara asks, Maish Ma'inan Delo Shani Le Imra Le Imla Ki Imra. So who is the Tana that taught us that any of these work? So Rabbi Meir here, it must be Rabbi Meir. Now, there's no source that tells us it's Rabbi Meir. The only reason we think it's Rabbi Meir is because Rabbi Meir is often the one who argues with Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda is who's in our Mishnah who says that it has to be with the kit add-on. So, but that's a problem. Eima Seifa, because we learn at the end of what we just said, v'chulan lo ochel l'chamotar, that if you say, like we said, lo ochel l'chamotar, and all of these, that if you say, if that I did not eat, if you do this double negative, it is allowed, right? So double negative doesn't work. So we had learned previously that Rabbi Meir does not allow any of these double negative situations. He says it has to be said explicitly. But even putting that aside, Ema Seifa, that last part, the word says that. V'ratan, we're about to learn. In 2 minutes, we're going to learn a new Mishnah. And the end of that Mishnah, it says, V'ratanan, l'karban lo uchalach, the exact same words, Rabbi Meir oser. Rabbi Meir says it's usher, so it's exactly opposite of what it says in the Braisa we're quoting, right? So therefore, we have Rabbi Meir. So how can we say that this is Rabbi Meir? But I'm a Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba tries to explain, you know, we're going to learn this when we go to the Mishnah in a second. Rabbi Abba explains that Rabbi Meir is this way. Nasika Omer. It's not, you can't derive the words the way you're deriving. You have to derive it by saying lekarban yihyeh. That it's like saying this will be like a karban lefichach. Therefore, lo uchalach. Therefore, I'm not going to eat of it. So you're not creating this double negative situation, but you're not saying lekarban like lo karban. You're saying lekarban. It should be as a karban, and therefore I'm not going to eat from it. So therefore, it's basically saying it that way. So therefore, it seems though that we have two different views of Rabbi Meir, if we're going to say that, right? One in the Baraisa we're quoting, where it says Rabbi Meir says lo ochel l'cham mutar, and here we're quoting the Mishnah that we're going to read in a minute, where he says it's usser. More answers lo kasha, no problem. Ha in the Baraisa the Amra lo imra, where it says it's not a lamb. Ha the Amra li imra. So it's two different things. Again, the dictok here is going to become hard to follow, but that's really what it's going to come down to. It's whether you're saying la imra or li imra. If you're saying lo imra, if it's not a lamb, or you're saying it's li imra, it is to a lamb. So when you say not a lamb, Rabbi Meir says that doesn't work because that creates a double negative and he doesn't go that way. But if he says to a lamb, that's where you do this lefichach thing, where you say it is a lamb, and therefore it becomes like a korban to me, and I will not eat of it. Okay, going on to the next Mishnah. Ha'omer, someone who says korban, ola, mincha, chatas, toda, shlamim, any of those things which are all korbanos, or like a korban, sha'ani ochlecha, that of which I eat, aser, it's forbidden, in other words, it's forbidden to eat, it's forbidden to me to eat, Rabbi Huda matir. Rabbi Yehuda would allow it because, again, we learned from the prior Mishnah that if it doesn't say ki karban, ki ola, if you don't have that ki, that like, he would allow it. Ha karban, ki karban, karban. If you say any of these, ha, ki, or just the word itself, sha'ochelecha, that I'm going to eat, aser, the person is forbidden to eat it. Li karban, la karban, lo ochelach. But if it says la karban, you won't eat it. But Rabbi Meir osa, but Rabbi Meir allows it. So the Gemara is going to try to understand the Mishnah. Ketani, ha-karban ki-karban sha'ochelcha, that when the Mishnah teaches ha-karban or ki-karban and then says, that which I eat of it is forbidden, you're forbidden to eat, stama tanak Rabbi Meir, that this must be the opinion of Rabbi Meir, lo shanale ben imra le-imra, because we learned earlier that Rabbi Meir does not distinguish whether you say it with the ki and liz or whatever or not. Ha-ketani, but at the end, we learn, like we just said before, that at the end of it, it says that Rabbi Meir would oser if you say la karban la ochala, that la karban. Vatanya, and we learned, modim chacham la Rabbi Yehuda, that everyone agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, meaning Rabbi Meir agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Ba'omer ha karban, when you say ha karban, the ha ola, the ha mincha, with the ha in front of it, ha chatas, sha'ochalacha, that which I eat of yours is mutar. Shlo nadar ela b'chayi karban. When you say ha ola, you're saying by the life of this animal. So you're making it like a shvua almost, by the life of the animal, that you're not going to eat it. So it really doesn't qualify as a neder because all you're doing is you're associating it with the life of the animal. And that's when you say ha, all these ha things. says lo kasha. Had amar ha karban. Here is what you say it as two words. Ha karban. That is this ha karban, this karban. Had amar ha karban. When you say it as one word. When you say it as one word, you're saying it's kind of like a karban. And when you're saying with the ha karban, you're saying it's by the life of the karban. My time, what's the reason? Chaye karban kamar. Because what you're really saying is that I'm swearing by the life of the karban, by the life of this lamb, for example, and that has no validity, as opposed to saying that it's like a ha karban, it is if it is a karban itself. Ketani, the mishta taught, la karban la ochel lecha Rabbi Meir Oser. If someone says, la karban, I will not eat of it, Rabbi Meir would not allow it, because, again, this is where he put in that lefichach thing, which we're going to learn in a second. Ha'lesle Rabbi Meir b'kal la'avat ha'shomehen, because we learned earlier, you know, a couple of weeks ago, that Rabbi Meir does not allow these double negatives. So if we say la karban means low karban, low ochale, then it seems to be a double negative. So why would you allow it? So Amar Rabbi Abba, no, it's not really what he's doing here. Nasik Omer, it's as if he's saying le karban, the karban, that this is like a karban. Le karban, yeah, this will be like a karban. Lefichach, therefore, lo ochlecha, therefore I will not eat of it. So again, it's a subtle nuance, but it's a question of whether, you know, he's saying it with a shva, which is lik karban, or whether he's saying it with a patach or a kamat, which is la karban. So when he's saying la karban, that's where it becomes one way. But if he's saying lik karban, it becomes, you know, lefichach, you put that lefichach thing in, and therefore it's a different situation. It's complicated, but that's kind of what it is. Okay, next Mishnah. Ha'omer l'chaveiro, someone who says to someone else, konam pi medaber imach, I'm making a neder that my mouth won't speak to you, yadai osei imach, that my hands won't work with you, ragai mehalechas imach, that my feet won't walk with you, all those is usher by virtue of making those nedarim. So Raminu, and this seems to be a machlokes, because the chomer b'shvuas minidarim, that there's a different chomer that applies when you're talking about making a shvua versus making a neder. And vice versa. Chomer b'nedarim, when it comes to nedarim, shenedarim chalim al mitzvah kivarashus, that nedarim takes effect on an object that you're going to make do for a mitzvah, just as they take on an effect on an object for a discretionary mitzvah, that basically you're able to do something about an object. Masha enkei b'shvuos, when it comes to a shvua, you can't make a shvua that you're not going to do a specific mitzvah, as opposed to a neder. The chomer b'shvuos, and there's with the shvuos, a shvua chalas adavar sheyesh b'mamash, that a shvua can be made on something that has substance, v'she'ein b'mamash, but on a matter, but on both something that has substance, v'she'ein b'mamash, sh'ma'she'ein kan nedarim. It doesn't work with nedarim. So the question is, something like a speaking or walking or speaking, working or walking have no substance to them. These are actions, not things. So therefore, you might think, how can you make a neder on something that's an action as opposed to on a thing? You know, it's kind of like a chefsa versus gavra, right? How can you make it that way? The Gemara answers: Am Rabbi Yehuda ke Omer. But Omer, what he's saying is, Yasser pi lidibur. He's not saying my speech is forbidden. He's saying my mouth should be prohibited from speaking with you. So he's using his mouth. Yadai lamaseim. My hands are prohibited from working with you. Raglai lahiluchun. That my feet are usher to walk with you. So by adding these actions of substance, then it becomes eligible to become a neder. Daikanami, and if you read the Mishnah carefully, it also says this: the Katani that the Mishnah teaches, the Katani pi medaber imach, my mouth speaking with you, or my hand. You know, it used the actual; it didn't say speaking to you, or working with you, or walking with you. It said my mouth. You know, it specifically called out the element of the thing that was going to do the action. So you're still making a neder on a thing. Vokatani shani medaber imach. It doesn't say specifically my speaking with you. So since it mentions the mouth, the hand, and the foot, that would mean that the nether takes effect in that case, and therefore you don't have an issue with its concern about it being really should have been a shvua versus a nether. And that with this one, the perek hadrach kol kinyan. Let's just start the Mishnah and then we'll conclude. Velu mutarim. These are declarations that don't really do anything. Chulin she'ochlecha. If I eat chulin, if you know chulin, that what I eat of yours is like chulin. You know chulin, you're allowed to eat, so it doesn't really do anything. Kevaser chazer, that it's like chazer flesh, stuff that you're not allowed to eat anyway. Ke'ovadas chachavim, it's like avodah zara. Ke'oras levuvim, it's like something that's used for avodah zara. Not just, so the first one is talking about the avodah zara itself. The second one is talking about something used for avodah zara. Kinevelos atrefos, you know, which are things you're not allowed to eat. Kishkatzim uramasu, my creepy crawlies. Kechalas aron atrumoso, or aron's trumor, or his chala. In all those cases, these are things that you're not allowed to avail yourself of, and therefore you can't make a neder on them. Mutter. In all those cases, it's mutter. Ha'omer l'ishto, someone who says to his wife, Hare at alaiki ima, you are forbidden to me as a rayus, like my mother is forbidden to me. Posting a little pesach mimakom acher. They, in theory, you might say, well, that's just as usher as the other thing, so why would we consider that to be in any way a valid neder? But what they would do is they would force him to go to do ataras nedarim on it. Shal yaka rosha, it's really, this is more of a shaloka yaka rosha lecha, that it shouldn't be, people shouldn't get used to talking this way. So it really, in theory, wasn't necessary, but they didn't want people, especially people that were unlearned, to make these types of nidarim, and therefore they would force the person to be matur neder. The bottom line is in all these things in this Mishnah, these are things that are ineffective, because he's doing it against something that he was never allowed to use. So with this, we'll pause. Next, Pirsa Hashem will pick up next week. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.